The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Welcome to a new week of Grace in Focus from the Grace Evangelical Society. So glad that you are with us today as we return to Ken and Catherine's highlight overview series of the book of Romans. They will be continuing in Romans chapter 7. This is the chapter where Paul describes his attempt and dismal failure at pleasing God in his own strength by keeping laws. How do we eliminate all legalistic systems and rules to simply focus on Christ, to simply keep grace in focus? Well, that's what we will be thinking about today. We begin in just a moment after I tell you about our website, faithalone.org. And if you have a question that you want to ask and get an answer to on this podcast, the more specific email address is radio@faithalone.org. But faithalone.org has a lot of resources for you. We invite you to go there and browse through all that is there. Books, blogs, videos, articles, hundreds of articles. You are sure to find what you need there. And if not, once again, ask. That's faithalone.org. Now, for today's discussion, here are Ken and Catherine.
And we're in Romans 7, where Paul is talking about the rule of life for the believer. And when he was a young believer, he assumed, because of his background, that it was the law.
Gotta keeping the law. Follow those commandments,
baby. Gotta keep the commandments. Mm-hmm. And what he found was he failed miserably. When you follow a list of commandments like that, and you're saying, okay, my way to please God, or the way to please God, is to keep this list of commandments, you're doing that in your own power.
Your own flesh.
Your own flesh. And mm-hmm. So when we talk about walking according to the flesh, we often think of the drug addict mm-hmm. or the adulterer or whoever it may be. And that's true. But living by the flesh can also be legalism, where I have these list of rules that I do. I'm going to do it in my own power.
What we argued last time is that when you try to live the Christian life that way, it ultimately produces death. You will fail. And it will also, one of the things we're arguing is it will produce sin in your life. It
sure.
will, you know, I think about the account in Luke 18 with the Pharisee and the tax collector, and the Pharisee gets up and he prays and he's all about how great he is, right? Lord, I thank you that I'm not like this nasty, dirty, rotten sinner, and I fast and I pray. And
it's interesting. He even says, I thank you that I'm not like other men.
Yes.
I'm not like other people. I'm better than they
are. I'm better than they are. What's also interesting about that passage is right before that, it says the Lord gives this parable to those who are legalists, and he says that they despise others. That's the result of trying to live your life with the rule of life being the law, is that it will cause you to be puffed up, but it will also cause you to look down on others and despise them.
In our church, we just were in Philippians 2, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who humbled himself. All throughout there, it's talking about his humility of mind.
Yeah.
When you live according to the flesh by the law, what you do is you do the exact opposite. Because what you say is, I keep the law, and I do it better than you do.
Nanny, and nanny, boo, boo, don't you wish you were me.
Don't you wish you were me.
Yeah.
And right before those verses, Paul says, let each one think of the other as better than himself.
Look out for the interests of others.
Well, if you've got a list of rules that you keep and you're comparing yourself to others and they're not doing what you're doing, mm-hmm. you think you're better than yeah. other people. And that's what Paul experienced.
Yeah.
And that's what Paul means when he says, I died.
And that's what he means by being in the flesh, too.
Exactly.
I think that's really, you know, we think of being in the flesh, again, like you said, I'm like David sleeping with Bathsheba. And yes, that's true. But in the context of Romans, Paul is talking about trying to live the Christian life in your own power. And so that is the flesh here in Romans.
And in Romans 7, Paul talks about the other option. He's already mentioned it in verse 4 of Romans 7, when he says, you have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you might be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. When Jesus Christ rose from the dead, what he did was he broke the power of sin, and in sending forth the Spirit, his Spirit, who now dwells within the believer, we no longer have to serve the flesh. Mm-hmm. When we live according to the law and legalism, we're living according to the flesh. Well, the unbeliever has no choice. The unbeliever is going to live according to the flesh in his pride or in his gross immorality or whatever the case may be. But that's not the case with the believer. Because Christ has given us his spirit, we have died to the law, as we talked about in the previous podcast, and now we're married to Christ, and he can live through us, and he can produce life in us. So the rule for the Christian life is not the law, it is the spirit who dwells within us. Mm-hmm. And Paul's going to refer to this idea as the inner man that we now have as believers. Mm-hmm. By the way, John Niemela years ago at one of the GES conferences, I think, gave a really great illustration of this in that he says, when you drive a car, you have the rearview mirror and the side mirrors and you look at them, but where do you focus on? You focus on what's in front of you. The commandments are like those mirrors. They're telling us, okay, this is what this should look like. Yeah, we got an idea here. It keeps us in the lane. But our focus is ahead, and the focus is on Christ mm-hmm. and him living through us. Mm-hmm. Or as I think John put it, we focus on the commander and not on the commandments. And that's what Paul says he learned here in Romans chapter 7.
Can I give maybe an example? I remember 10 years ago, it was really big to have that read the Bible in a year. And so I was following this regimen. And what I found was that I was just rushing through the passage. I was just like,
check the block.
Exactly. I was just checking the block. I was like, okay, I've created this law myself. I just made up this rule where I had to read so many verses and so many chapters in a day to complete this. Wasn't remembering anything. I was just reading it and then immediately forgot. And finally, I just gave up, you know, like I'm not understanding what I'm reading. First of all, I'm just doing this to check the block. And for me, when I study the scriptures, I find it far more fruitful if I just going to try and learn. I'm just going with that kind of mindset. And I've been able to retain a lot more that way than through this list of, okay, I've got to do it this way.
And so it would be, instead of saying, I have to read 30 verses every day. Mm-hmm. So then I check it off and then I feel good. Or to say, Lord, help me see you better mm-hmm. in the scriptures. Just let me see you. It doesn't matter if I read
two verses
two yeah. or five.
Exactly.
Or I'm not bound by a set of legalistic rules
exactly.
that I have to do.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's focusing on him.
It's focusing on him. Yes.
And so Paul here in Romans 7, he talks about this struggle that he's going through. Verse 22, for example, as he closes this discussion, for I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. Hear what Paul is talking about. When we become believers in Jesus Christ, the inner man, whatever you want to call it, the new nature, the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, whatever terminology you want to use, Paul uses it, the inner man, who we are as a believer in Jesus Christ. It delights in the law of God. But our flesh does not. And the believer has both of those. He lives in the flesh, but he has the inner man. And the believer has the choice as to how he's going to live the Christian life. Let me just say something. Of course, lordship people and Calvinist people say, oh, no, this is automatic. Mm. You're going to live by the inner man. You're going to no. Paul says, I have this struggle within me. And in Paul's case, he's saying I can be legalistic or I can live according to the Spirit. And that is a struggle that's going on. And by the way, the believer has the choice as to how he's going to live his life. Mm-hmm. And if you live according to the flesh in your own power, and again, this is true also for the person who's a drug addict or a drunkard or whatever the case may be, if he's a believer, you're going to experience or produce death in your life. Now, why is that? Because your flesh belongs to who you are in Adam. If the Lord does not return first, one day your body is going to go in the grave. If you live according to the power of that body, what are you going to experience? Well, you live in a body of death. And if you're living in your own power, if you're living in your own strength, that's what you're going to produce. And that's what Paul says. When I did that, I died. I produced death. Mm-hmm. You reap what you sow. And so if you reap to your flesh, you're going to produce death because your flesh is going to die. It's you live in a dead body. But the inner man who lives within you as a believer in Jesus Christ is life. And if you live according to that power, then you're going to produce life. And that's what Paul learned here in the struggle that he went through. His conclusion here is in verse 24. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Here he's talking about Christian living. And by the way, he's obviously talking about himself as a believer. I live in this body of flesh, this body of death, who I am in Adam. It's going to go in the grave if the Lord doesn't come and take me home first.
And he just said, in my inward man, I delight in the law.
Right.
And now he's saying, I'm really struggling here. I have always loved this passage because, gosh, haven't we all been there? You just mentioned how the Calvinist really struggles with this passage and they want to say that Paul is an unbeliever. He's describing himself as an unbeliever. But I think the unspoken truth is that a lot of believers have been in Paul's state. We're saved. We have eternal life, but we're struggling to overcome this sin. And so how do we do that? It's a cry of a believer.
And how many people have followed Paul's example when he was a believer, which, oh, I'm just going to have this list. And what he says is when you do that, you're going to say, oh, wretched man that I am, or wretched woman that I am. Who's going to deliver me from this? And how many times do you hear Christians say, gosh, I failed so many times. I failed so many times. What's the answer to successful Christian living? The answer is not the law. If that's your rule of life, he goes, you're going to be like me and you're going to die. But the answer is, as he's about to say in chapter 8, is walk by the Spirit. That's the answer.
Paul is writing to believers and he's telling them about a salvation that's being offered to them. And that's what we're seeing here, a Christian who needs to be saved from this body of death that he's in.
So remember, keep grace in focus.
Bob Wilkins' book, Turn and Live, The Power of Repentance, is available right now at 50% discount to Grace and Focus listeners at faithalone.org. Get half price through May 30th, 2023, when you use the discount code word REPENT. That's at faithalone.org. Did you miss an episode of Grace and Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. In addition, we have all kinds of free resources available for you. It's all designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio at faithalone.org. That's radio at faithalone.org. On the next episode of Grace in Focus, Ken and Catherine will continue in Romans. They'll be moving to the 8th chapter. And what a chapter it is. Join us next time for Grace in Focus. This is the Grace Evangelical Society. Until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.